near Bright Sun Hill, Dathomir.
They sat in the darkness, Ben, Luke, and Dion, surrounded by rainforest foliage and the sounds of nocturnal predators and prey. They were the predators. They intended for Night Sisters in general, and Vistara in particular, to be their prey. Dion's face was briefly illuminated as he consulted his datapad. He snapped it shut again.
Still there.
His voice, a whisper, barely carried to Ben's ears. Ben glanced at his father. Luke was half in a meditative state, but not at agreement. He could still feel Haliava's presence, just as Dion could still track the woman electronically, for a little while longer, at least. It had taken some doing. Luke, Ben, and Dion, the Jedi contingent, had hit on a plan. Vistara seemed too clever, too sophisticated in the ways of civilized and high-tech worlds to fall prey to it. But Haliava might not be. Dion had set his comlink on continuous location broadcast, and at a moment while Luke chatted with Haliava, and Ben made sure that Vistara was nowhere within viewing distance, contrived to plant the comlink on her gear, tucked into the folds of the bag holding the water skin Haliava carried on scouting runs. But none of their comlinks was fully charged. The power source on Dion's might last another hour or another three. It would not last all night. Ben saw his father's head tilt. Luke's eyes came half open. Something's changing.
Is she moving?
No, not yet. Haliava smiled broadly as Vistara emerged from behind a thorn bush. The off-world girl was as silent as a floating leaf, visible only in tiny slivers of moonlight slanting through the forest canopy overhead. She was a fine student. She would become a fine Night Sister, a natural leader for the next generation. Haliava embraced the girl.
You took some time getting here.
Vistara's face was no longer visible in the moonlight, but her voice carried a note of irritation.
Oleana had a couple of chores for me. It took some time to get done with them and then descend the hill.
It is nothing. I was hoping to be present for the landing of your Sith sisters.
Give me my gear. I'll see what I can do.
Haliava passed over the lightsaber and data tablet. Vistara activated the ladder object, pressed a blinking icon, read the text message that the tablet displayed.
What does it say?
Request for immediate contact and information, so they know exactly how much gear to bring down for the sisters.
Vistara keyed in a series of commands and held the tablet up beside her ear and mouth. Haliava heard a voice buzzing from the device. A woman's voice. Vistara answered.
Vistara Kai, confirmed. Same coordinates. 22 Night Sisters and myself. 18 Rancors. Understood. Kai out.
She slid the tablet into her pouch, hung the lightsaber from her belt.
You don't wish me to carry your gear?
Vistara shook her head.
You plan to destroy the Bright Sun Clan tonight, yes? Before they ever see another sunrise? We no longer need to hide who I am.
Haliava struck off into the forest, moving along a game trail that could not be seen in the darkness, but whose contours she had memorized during the day. For now, it led in the approximate direction of the meadow where the Night Sisters would meet the Sith. She'd gone only a few dozen paces, though, when she felt something, a ripple of distant awareness. She stopped.
What is it?
One of them is aware of me. One of the off-world men.
Let's lead them in the direction of their deaths, then.
Haliava nodded and resumed her movement.
It was different this time, though. The alien men had followed her before and would eventually adjust themselves to her movements. But this time, whenever the game trail took a new direction or she and Vistara stopped briefly, their trackers adjusted themselves instantly to the change. It was as though she and Vistara were under the eyes of their enemies, when Haliava knew they could not be.
She explained this to Vistara. The girl didn't have to think about it long.
We're carrying a tracking device. A second device, I mean. I was already carrying one to lead the Jedi around.
What's a tracking device?
It's as though we're constantly shrieking at the top of our lungs, but only our pursuers can hear us. They've slipped something into our possessions. But let's keep it for now. When we get near the meadow, we can put it on a bird or something and let them chase it for a while. By the time they figure out they've been misled and return to find us, we'll have the Sith weapons and we'll be able to destroy them.
I like that.
They continued on.
Haleaba, why is it so important that things remain as they always were?
Haleaba shrugged, though she knew Vistara could not see the motion.
It just is.